You're with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
Henry Elford was born in 1810 in Middlesex, England, and died in 1871. On his epitaph, he had written the strange words, "The Inn of a Pilgrim Travelling to Jerusalem." When he was 16 years old, he wrote these words in his Bible, and I quote, "I do this day in the presence of God and my own soul renew my covenant with God and solemnly determine henceforth to become his and to do his work as far as in me lies." Unquote. Very serious 16-year-old. As an Anglican minister, he eventually became Dean of Canterbury Cathedral. He wrote the words of quite a number of hymns. One of them, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come," combined his words with the melody "St George's Windsor," written by George J. Everly in 1858. Now we're going to do something interesting on Heart and Soul with this hymn. First, we'll hear the beautiful straight version of it by the Don Marsh Singers, and then, if you don't hold your fascination with hymns too tightly, you'll appreciate Babby Mason, African-American gospel singer, as she follows up with a deep-feeling version of the hymn. You'll find it typically African-American style, and we know at Heart and Soul that Henry Elford would approve. Here then is Don Marsh Singers, followed up by the different version by Babby Mason.
And Soul.
Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, and the winter storms begin.
It's great to receive a word of thanks and recognition for something you've done. You feel about 10 feet tall and walk about with a warm glow all day. How do you feel though when you've done something for someone, given up valuable time, put a lot of effort into it, and no one says thank you? Just imagine how God feels when we fail to thank Him. He gives us life. He provides for us lavishly every day. He loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to give up His life for us. So how do you think Jesus feels when we fail to thank Him for leaving His Father, coming to earth, putting up with ridicule, being tried, spat on, tortured, and hung on a cruel cross to die, just for us? Isn't it about time we thank Jesus for saving us from a fate worse than death?
Heart and Soul, the Hendon Singers then with Simply Trusting.